Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have titled this little lesson today, Is the Current Pandemic a Sign of the Times? Part 1. This is a loaded question, potentially loaded with error if one does not rightly divide the Word of God. I see various Christians randomly quoting scriptures, mainly from the Old Testament, as proof texts that the current COVID-19 pandemic is a sign of the times. But is that true? In response, I could give a one-word answer, but I want to take advantage of this question to work through a biblical answer so that you will know the why behind my response. To start with, what times are we really talking about? When someone makes a statement about, quote, the signs of the times, from a Christian standpoint, they're often talking generally about the last days referenced in the scriptures. But here's the rub. The Bible speaks in reference to the last days in regard to the church age, but in distinction, it also speaks about the last days in relationship to Israel. They are not the same thing. If a person doesn't make the proper distinctions between what applies to the church and what applies to Israel, they will never make the proper prophetic distinctions regarding the signs of the times. One of the most important theological distinctions is the distinction between the church and Israel in the scriptures. It's so basic, and yet so many miss it. The system of biblical interpretation that sees a distinction between God's program for Israel and His program for the church is called dispensationalism. At core, basic dispensationalism interprets the whole of Scripture normally, or what is sometimes called literally, and sees a clear distinction between Israel and the church. This system of theology says that when God has completed the church, He will then complete His program with Israel, and in this all the promises made to Israel will literally be fulfilled. Just as sure as the curses have literally been fulfilled in Israel, just as sure will the blessing promises yet be fulfilled in Israel. John MacArthur rightly says, quote, "You get your eschatology right when you get Israel right. You get Israel right when you get the Old Testament covenants and promises with Israel right. You get the Old Testament covenants and promises right when you get the interpretation of Scripture right. You get the interpretation of Scripture right when you're faithful to valid rules of interpretation," end quote. Israel is given very specific signs in relation to the end times, identified as the 70th week of Daniel, which is commonly referenced as the seven-year tribulation period. Compare Daniel 9:24-27. The church, on the other hand, is not given such specific signs. Thus, the end times in reference to the church is not synonymous with the end times in reference to Israel. These are two different things. Prophecy scholar Thomas Ice explains, quote, "The Bible clearly speaks of a last days or end time, but it does not always refer to the same period of time. The contextual referent enables the reader to know whether the Bible is speaking of the last days relating to Israel or the end times in reference to the church. Many believe there are specific signs that relate to the end of the church age. However, I believe that it would be too strong to say that there are signs of the end of the church age. Instead, the Bible indicates what the condition of the church will be like, the general course of the age, and then warns about some general trends towards the latter part of the church age," end quote. Ice is correct in this observation. The New Testament does not give precise, specific signs concerning the church age. In fact, it was Jesus who told the apostles, who gave us New Testament revelation, quote, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons which a Father has put in His own authority," end quote. Acts 1:7. Note that Jesus, in Acts 1:7, did not rebuke the apostles for having the wrong idea about the kingdom. Jesus Himself had at length taught about the coming kingdom, as promised in the Old Testament. They were right to anticipate its coming. But Jesus now educated them to the fact that the timing of its coming is a divine secret and in accordance with the Father's prerogative. The timing is God the Father's business and could not be known by them. The words times and seasons are both used in Acts 1:7 and 1 Thessalonians 5:1. The word times is the Greek word chronos, from which we get the English word chronology. It refers to chronological periods of time, which are to elapse prior to the day of the Lord that ushers in the second coming and the kingdom of Christ. This word describes the duration of times, or the idea of how long it will be before the consummation of last day's events surrounding the second coming. The word seasons, kairos, and essentially means kinds of times. It refers to specific turning points in redemptive history. So in view is the duration of time periods and specific turning points that will usher in the last day's events, in which Israel is the central player. Jesus said in reference to times and seasons that it is not for you to know. And Paul said concerning the times and seasons that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. We don't know the when. So really what Christ was telling the apostles is that they would have no idea how long the church age would be before the events that transpire will usher in the kingdom. We can leave it there with Jesus. It's not for us to know the times or the seasons. Specific signs in this regard are not given to the church. This, of course, would include the present worldwide pandemic. It's not a specific sign by which we can discern God's prophetic times or seasons. In contrast to what Jesus said about not knowing in reference to the church is what he said about knowing in reference to Israel in Matthew 24:4-35. This whole context here in Matthew 24 relates essentially to Israel within the context of the 70th week of Daniel, the 7-year tribulation period. In verse 15, Jesus very specifically references, quote, the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel as seen in Daniel 9:27. That is a very specific contextual referent. In reference to this tribulation period, Jesus went on to say in Matthew 24:33, listen, he said, quote, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Emphasis on see and know. The times and seasons are not for us to know in the church age, but in the context of the tribulation period, they will be able to see and know with great precision God's timetable related to end time events. There have been many pandemics in the history of the church age. None of them have been a sign of the times. They are general trends that could be labeled end time signs related to the church age, but all the specific signs relate to Israel's end time experience after the church is gone. Rightly dividing the word involves making the proper distinctions regarding Israel and the church. The church has not been given specific end time signs, but we are told to ever be watching and waiting for Christ's imminent return. Perhaps today, live ready. Acts 1:7-8, he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Yes, let us be watching and waiting, and let us be working while watching and waiting. Perhaps today. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the distinctions that we see in the scriptures. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth, to think soberly and correctly about the times in which we live. And Lord, we don't know. We don't know the times. We don't know these major turning times in redemptive history. We're to be watching and waiting. We're looking for the blessed hope, perhaps today. Lord, help us to be a good witness for such a time as this. Interesting days in which we live. We thank you for the privilege to serve you today. Use us for your glory. Help us to rest in the fact that you're sovereign over the whole course of history. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.